Abdel Salam was the most wanted man in the EU for 4 months, and literally he didn't run anywhere. He ran home, and yet he could still hide. And so it shows you how difficult it is. If you strip the word terrorism from these crimes, then it becomes crime, you know, gang crime.
How do you boil down and compare very sophisticated terror attacks to gang crime?
Criminal gang crime, it's impossible to root out. And so these people have basically merged terrorism with gang crime. Police everywhere, you know, from Liverpool to Molenbeek to Los Angeles, have struggled with this. How can you root out this crime? And they actually can't. And so what ISIS has done is they've kind of merged this deep-seated crime that can't be rooted out because it's tied to the local economy, it's tied to history. And then they have these, then they, you know, apply this global jihadist movement above it. And that's a real problem.
In talking with you, you simplified this whole thing to basically the mindset of a carjacker.
Yeah, no one ever wonders why police can't stop a carjacking, because it's a local crime-driven event, and you just can't possibly prevent that. And so what they're doing is they're applying the carjacking model to terrorist attacks, and that has completely upended this, our usual counterterrorism apparatus.
Patrick Skinner is now director of special projects at the Sufan Group. J.J. Green, WTOP News.